Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
We're doing urban mates. Urban myths from your friends. These are stories they told you, and they basically think you're stupid enough to believe them, first of all, which is an insult.
Man, lads, I had a buddy there one day told me, I was told him I was going to wear my holidays to Tenerife. He goes, I should have went to Tenerife, but I went to 11 Reef.
Always the one off.
I love that. You can only be said in a Cork accent. Like,
it doesn't work anywhere else.
No.
My Tenerife, I went to 11 or 8.
That's actually pretty.
If anybody knows Michael O'Leary, or if there's anybody from Ryanair or Aer Lingus, can we get flights
to 11 or 8?
I need to go there.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like the place to be. Urban mates.
Hi, lads. I told my friend when I was very, very young that when my mom was on a plane, she opened the window and took a piece of clout. Linda Murphy, do you remember that?
That's very cute. Swear to God, she brought me home a piece of clout.
That's so funny.
Brilliant.
Morning, lads. When I was young fella there, we used to go up to my cousin's house up the north, stay there for like the weekends and sleepovers and things like that. But I was probably about 7 or 8. The cousin used to bring me down to the chipper, and then we used to go down for the chips. And there used to be a fella working behind the counter, and he told us that he was Michael Jackson's brother. No, this fella wasn't. There was no way this was Michael Jackson's brother anyway. That big fella, we put it that way. But that time you believed him anyway. The innocence of youth, huh?
You believed it.
He might not have been Michael Jackson's brother in the 70s, but possibly in the 90s.
Yeah, he was serving fish and chips.
2000, I told my brother and his friends that Wayne Rooney was our uncle, but we didn't talk to him because he wasn't a nice person. And as kids, it was believable because my mum's maiden name was Rooney.
Nice.
Classic.
Any same last name as a celeb, you would say, like, I'm related to them.
You would.
Oh, God. What about this? My buddy said he bench pressed such a heavy weight when he was getting a tour around the gym. You know the way they show you around if you're thinking of buying? He bench pressed such a heavy weight, they were so impressed they gave him free membership for a year.
Nice.
Did he know?
Believable.
Did he know? I told you about my buddy up in Mayo who said he did his driving test and did no lessons. He just got in on the day of the exam and went in and aced it.
Yeah.
Not a single lesson.
That's crazy.
As in, it was his first time in the car.
First time driving.
Pass me test, bro.
From Nicole. My friend told me in sixth year that she got a new car and took a few of the lads for a spin. But the guards stopped her because they had no seatbelts on. They realised she worked in a chipper close to the guard station. So they left her off if she gave them free packs of chips next time they were in. She didn't actually get a car until a few years later, so there's no way that could have happened.
When they get caught out, like, it's the best.
This is from Rachel. Lads, my boyfriend told me that he couldn't pause FIFA, and I believed it for years.
Sorry, girl, I can't pause.
That's classic.
I'll be at least 3 months playing this game, so we'll hook up again.
Rachel, that gave me the biggest giggle this morning now.
That's amazing.
Oh, I love it.
Check out this story from Joanne. Yeah. Joanne, what have you got for us?
Morning, guys. When I used to live up north, one of my friends used to run a petrol station. And you know those disposable barbecue things that they sell in them? He was telling me that one day this old man came in and he bought 6 of them. They were on offer or something like that. And the old man bought 6 of them anyway and brought them home. And he said about an hour later, the old man came back with one in his hand saying, I bought 6 of these earlier. And when I went home to open it, there was no meat in them. And he was like, sorry, sir. And he said, like, there was no meat in it when I opened it. He said, sir, that's only a serving suggestion. He went, oh, really? I better take the other 5 out of the freezer.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Right, it's Hayley. Hello, Hayley.
Hello, good morning.
Hayley O'Connor Vaughan, you have an amazing claim to fame.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people have lame claims to fame, but your one is very impressive. Tell us all about your very famous cousin.
Yeah, thank you. Both of them, actually.
Right.
So
my cousin Kane is in the film that's out at the minute, Christie, and my cousin Alan wrote it.
Oh, so, wow.
And him and his friend Brendan directed it. So I know most people have probably seen it already, but if you haven't, I'm a bit biased, but it is well worth the trip. Oh, it's very Cork.
It's on my hit list for this weekend. I'm hopefully going to go check it out. It's still doing really well for them, isn't it?
It is, and I've had a lot of fun telling people, because people in work are like, oh, I went to see this great movie. I'm like, oh yeah, what was it? Oh yeah, what was it?
Like, you're
so
just like,
I'm having great fun with it.
It's my cousins. Yeah.
That's a lot to be proud of, isn't it? Yeah.
That's my family, no worries.
Lovely.
It's so good to see more of this stuff happening in Cork and making it to the big screen, because there's a lot of talented people out there. Mm-hmm. And well done, gang. So what are you giving it out of 10 then? I want you to give me your exact rating.
Oh, 10. 10 11 stars. If I could.
12 out of 10. I love it.
It's just brilliant. And then, like, you have the kids from the Cabin Studios in it as well. Like, it really just makes it, like, it's very, very good.
It's a real Cork affair.
Go and see Christy.
It's very Cork.
If you haven't seen Christy yet, you're missing out. Go and have a look at it. Right. Will we get you €1,000?
Please. Yeah, that'd be lovely.
All right. The best of luck, buddy. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Hayley, in what county would you find the Cliffs of Moher?
Claire.
What Mark is credited with founding Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Jim Gavin used to manage what county?
Dublin.
How many cross lines form a hashtag? So you look at a hashtag, how many lines are on it?
4.
Question number 5. Alex Turner is the singer with which rock band?
Arctic Monkeys.
Postman Pat had a cat. What was the cat's name?
Cat Jess.
Question number 7. What actor starred in Red Dwarf and Coronation Street? So he was in both shows.
Oh, Red Dwarf on Coronation Street.
And he's also an amazing soul DJ.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
CC are the initials.
Craig Charles.
Question number 8. How many kilometres are in a marathon? A full marathon.
26.
Question number 9. What Mick was once Ireland football manager? Mick who?
Murphy.
What country is Transylvania in? Quickly.
Romania.
You did really well. That was good.
Oh, Hayley, well done. Well
that
done.
Was good.
You gave us an answer for everything. Did you give us the right answer?
No, Cliffs? I don't think so. But look,
we'll give it a go. Claire is correct. Mark Zuckerberg is correct. Jim Gavin used to manage Dublin. 4 lines and a hashtag. Mm-hmm. Arctic Monkeys is correct. Postman Pat and his black and white cat. That was Jess.
Yeah.
Well done. Craig Charles burned up a bit of time, but you got it in the end.
Yeah.
How many full kilometres are in a marathon? I think you gave me miles. It's 42.
Oh,
did. It was Mick McCarthy that was the former Ireland manager.
That's right.
And you got the last one right, but we had ran out of time, but it was Transylvania's in Romania. You only missed it by 2. You're brilliant at this. Please come back and do it again, okay?
Okay, will do. All right.
And in the meantime, Hayley, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Something nice for you awaits, so go get it. And thanks for listening.
All right, thanks very much.
Take care. Well done, Hayley. Pop quiz tomorrow. Qualifying question just before 8 o'clock. Current champion Rory O'Hagan. I have a listener joke. I'll go for this one first, will we?
Go.
Dad gag from, let me see who I got here. It's this is just the Crow, Mr. Crow.
Mr. Crow.
Okay. Yesterday I passed a residents' protest outside Cork Airport and they were chanting, "What do we want? No airplane noise. When do we want it?"
Yes. Yes. That's actually really good.
Well, nice one, Crow.
I woke up from a deep sleep in a panic thinking I was late for work.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I was already at work. It's a dream job when you think about it.
Absolutely.
Hey!
Lads, I was going to sail around the globe in the world's smallest ship, but I bottled it.
People who still use selfie sticks really need to have a good long look at themselves.
These are good.
I went to a guy who said he could cure my sore back, really bad back lately, by pouring 7-Up and Fanta on it. Now, that sounds a bit mad, but I think physiotherapy is great.
Oh, yes. I met an American comedian on holiday. I asked him what it's like working in the USA nowadays. Mm-hmm. He says, "I can't complain."
Actually, no, I apologise. That was the wrong sound effect. That's it, yes. That is a joke.
That's clever.
That is a joke.
You can't complain to me.
What did our parents do to kill boredom before the internet? Like, I mean, I asked my 26 brothers and sisters and they didn't know the answer either.
I called my wife and asked her for her bra size. She said, why? And I said, no, they can't be that big.
Ah, good news, lads. I sailed through my driving test and that's why I failed it.
God.
Not a lot of people know this, but the singer Bill Withers had a brother called Bear.
Okay.
Who wrote telephone hold music.
Bear Withers? Outstanding. Oh, my God. The conspiracy theory about the moon being made out of cheese. Do you know who started that?
Who?
The Illuminati.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Fun fact, lads, the Mortal Kombat theme was originally composed in a Nordic church. It's a finish him.
Oh, good Lord. Finish him. Final joke from me. Lads, do you know who gives kids a really bad name?
Who?
Posh and Bex. One more from Rory, please.
What do you call a woman who throws all of her unpaid bills in the fire?
Don't know.
Bernadette.
So stories about your friends that they've told you these stories years ago. It could be in a pub or in school or in college, and you kind of believed it for a while, but then you copped on that they were talking absolute manure. This guy once told me that he went for a job at a security company. So himself and another guy were the final two for the job. They had to do a courage test. So they were put in a room with a lion. And he turns to me and he said, well, the two of us went in, but only one of us came out. True story. From Dennis.
I'm gone.
And again.
I'm gone.
Oh, good Lord. Good man, Dennis. Right. 0868104106. Urban mates, more stories.
Not a friend, but my brother. He's 13 years older than me. And when I was young, he taught me that he was in M People and he wrote all their hits, but that he couldn't sing. And I can assure you of that. So that Heather Small kicked him out. I believed him for years.
Heather Small kicked him out.
He wrote all the songs for M People. But Heather and Shovel kicked him out of the band. Oh, good Lord. 0868104106 if you've any more of these for me. I need some, what do I need? I need some superhero music, don't I, for this one. Okay, hold on a second. Here we go. I love this story. I love when parents do this crack.
This is about my kids, I'll be honest. When they were younger and they were growing up, I had them convinced that when they was going to bed at night, I had a secret button inside the house somewhere that I was pressed and it was bringing me down to a lair. And I started to be a superhero and I was going to fight the street or fight crime in the streets at night. And I used to have them for years looking for that secret button, just looking for it. And it carried on through the younger generations. It carried on the younger they were, the more they kept looking. It was frightening.
Oh, that's just, I love that.
That is so good.
Every night, Jonathan was on the streets of Cork, the mean streets of Cork.
Funny.
What I would do is I would actually put a secret button into the house and go, told you it was there. The lair, unfortunately, the door doesn't work anymore, so we can't get
lads,
into it.
That's such a good story.
Thanks for all your messages. There's tons more
We
won't get to this morning, but I will get back to them very soon. But I appreciate all your messages.
Next VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
You can stand up on a stage.
Yeah, this is going to be epic.
And do a Tommy Tiernan on it and make everybody leave their phone at the front door in a little sealed bag. So nobody records it and it doesn't go on the internet and you don't get cancelled. That's why he does that, you know.
Is it?
If you went to Tommy Tiernan over the summer, everyone has their phone taken off them.
I thought it was because he didn't want to be interrupted.
No, nothing to do with that. It's because his stuff is so edgy. And again, he's got a big job on TV. Imagine if one clip was taken out of context.
Okay.
Put up on Twitter. And then the Twitterati all pound in, and then there's the cancellation crew arrive, and then he gets booted out of RT. That's exactly why he does it.
I never knew that.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, it's like a comedic airbag.
It makes sense, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are they? Do they all do that, or is it just
no?
Tommy
they don't.
Tiernan?
It's just, but like people that work as full time comedians that are just doing comedy, they've nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know, it's they've got their audience.
It's because he has the TV show.
But if you're doing loads of other things where the old cancel culture can kick in, you got to be very careful. So that's why you had your phone taken off you.
There you go. I
effectively,
didn't know that.
Tommy, it's not that Tommy doesn't trust you. Well, kind of. You know?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Okay, we're going to lash straight into Traitors this morning because we've only got one episode to go tomorrow. This is a spoiler for anybody who hasn't...
It's tonight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, tonight.
Yeah, tonight's the last one, yeah.
Sorry, what did I say?
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I meant tonight.
It's okay.
I don't know what day we have, lads. I'm going to put names in this morning.
Oh, yeah, we've been very, very cautious with not mentioning names. So, listen, if you're not up to date with it now, and I'm not up to date with last night's episode... Kelly was saying it was brilliant.
Yes.
But it's on a bit late, so I didn't see it last night, so I'm going to catch up later on. So I'm getting last night's episode spoiled. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm putting names in this morning, lads. There's no point in not now because the last episode is tonight.
Yeah.
So let's go. The traitors struck again and murdered another faithful last night. The task was, it was actually quite straightforward. It was like a counting task, but it was filled with like ghosts and voices from the past, really spooky, really Halloween-y. And the boys proved that they were not the best at counting. Have a listen to this.
Okay, clip one.
Yep.
That'll do.
How's the old gang doing?
Hanging on.
Hanging on. Well, let's get on with the results because there is €6,000 up for grabs. Eoin and Vanessa, by the skin of your teeth, you managed to count within a minute of 13 minutes, 13 seconds. Nick and Ben, you were nowhere near. Nowhere near it at all. Like, honestly, dudes.
You threw me off.
Dumb and dumb.
How bad were we?
Oh, you were pretty bad. I think it's back to school to the Perry.
Okay, so we find out tonight who is going to be the winner. Oh, what's in the pot now?
Well, I've got another clip to play.
Okay.
Do you want me to save it for the next hour?
Do it now if you want, yeah.
So things at the round table got really intense and really personal and nasty last night.
Love it.
And they lost another faithful, which was Faye. Have a listen.
Another faithful.
Mm-hmm, faithful.
Faye, you've received the most votes. Please come up and join me. You have been banished from the castle forever. Now, before you reveal whether you are a traitor or a faithful, is there anything you wish to say to your fellow players?
I've had such an amazing time here and meeting so many of you. I came in and it was so honest. And it's funny how it's ending. It's really disheartening to know that this is how it ended when I thought I could trust some of you. When I'm a faithful.
It's a game after all, and she played it and they played it and you got played.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing that now.
I was going to say now, the last episode is tonight.
Tom is here to meet the two lads are playing a blinder as traitor lads. Yes, okay, they are.
Yeah,
so that's Nick and your man.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people watching it. Listen, it's a really, really...
Have you been watching it?
I'm getting told off now for spoiling it.
Oh, we did mention at the beginning, spoiler alerts coming in. So don't be giving out.
Yeah.
All right, and we haven't mentioned any names since the traitors began. This is our first morning.
And
sorry
the boss,
about that, kid.
And the boss, I went to the boss yesterday and we had a right old meeting about it. And he said, you know
Drive on.
Mention
there's only one episode
now,
left.
There's only one left. Exactly. Have I got much time left?
Do you know what? We'll squeeze another one in.
All
That's
right.
what she said last night. Hey, what's going on?
The boy band that you never thought you needed, Paul Mescal and Barry Keoghan, are going to form a band with the other two lads from the Beatles film.
Are they doing Beatles music?
I don't know. It says the lead actors in the upcoming Beatles biopic are forming a band off screen.
Okay.
That's what John Lennon actor Harris Dickinson has said. He says, we're really trying, we're doing a lot of music at the minute. It's been an incredibly enriching, challenging and beautiful process. Everybody is loving it. And we've been trying to understand such an icon. He's obviously talking about the Beatles there, but there you go. What do you think about that?
The Ballyhornless Beatles. My God.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. He's come a long way from selling sausages in the back of a bus, hasn't he?
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.